Hello, gorgeous listener. Welcome to Confidence Unleashed with confidence coach extraordinaire, Heather Tucker. Join Heather for candid conversations on intimacy for married women. Explore guilt-free sensuality. Let go of societal and religious taboos. Learn to love your body and boost that sex drive. Confidence Unleashed, your key to unlocking a more confident, sexy you in and out of the bedroom. And now here's your host, Heather Tucker.
Today we're going to be talking about how to properly take care of our vagina. Because this is one of the reasons why men and women do not want to go down on us, because we're not taking care of ourselves. And sometimes it could be a little bit of a touchy subject and we don't want to hurt each other's feelings, right? And so it could be embarrassing, and sometimes we won't even let our partners go down on us because we're worried they might be thinking something negative about our smell or our taste or just the appearance of our vagina. And so we're going to talk very openly about this today. I'm going to be inviting a couple of people to this room so that we can help them with their vagina health and encourage them to want to have somebody go down on them, because now they'll have this confidence of, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm taking care of myself. And so I know it's all good and I have more confidence now. And yes, please come down and give me pleasure. I know that you're going to enjoy it. In the meantime, Dion, if you have a tip for how to take care of our vaginas, I would love, if you have something that's been helping you all the years of being alive, that would be amazing.
Hi, Heather. Hi, beautiful. Thank you so much for inviting me to the stage. My husband was like, yeah, you need to listen to Heather more. He got a kick out of, I was reading your bio to him last night. But I'm Dion Green, a retired military retired soldier. Turned multi-passionate creative. I am an owner of Deluxe Males, which is a premier luxury nail company. But in regards to, you know, vagina health, you know, just personally, for my husband and I, we've been married 23 years, going on 24 years here in January. You know, just pride ourselves in personal hygiene. We both get waxed. I mean, just a preference, because we're constantly sweating. We work out we work out a lot. And just sweat. So just, you know, having less hair, especially in the private areas, we just get it waxed. And, you know, we just enjoy, you know, enjoying each other's body since 1997, 98. Yeah, for that long. So, but I'm always up for new tips and tricks. So I'm here. So thank you, Heather, again, for inviting me to the stage.
Wow, that's amazing. So what are some of the benefits to being waxed? I know you said that you work out a lot and you sweat. So when you say that, are you saying that if you didn't get waxed, then you think that the sweat would get trapped in the hair and then that would go into your playtime?
Oh, no, for us personally, you know, just hair whole smell, you know, hair on top of your head, under your armpits, you know, wherever there's hair, you know, you sweat, it's just going to hold smell. And I just find that, you know, us being waxed, it just eliminates the any kind of smells, nothing unnatural, you know, but just sweat. Like I said, we're going hard, 6-7 miles, 25 miles sometimes on the bike. But, you know, for us, it's just the not having the hair, it just holds whole smell. And plus, you know, just hot, you know, during summer times and whatnot. So less hair is better. You know, that just works for us. And that's like been our preference for like over like 10 years, 10, 11 years. We went together for our first waxing session and that was fun. But
did you guys both scream?
Yes, ma'am. We sure did. What deterred me, I just had a girlfriend that said they ripped her and she had to go get stitches.
Oh my gosh.
So, and that was the main reason why I waited so long to finally get waxed, was just that I was just that story was enough for me. But yeah, she had 15 stitches after getting waxed.
You know what? That's why I get my eyebrows threaded now, because when I got them waxed, this was years ago, I don't know if it was because it was too hot or they put too much, but when they pulled it off, it ripped some skin. And I still have a little bit of a scar. No one knows this but me, but when you're super close to me, I don't even know if this comes up in pictures, if you guys look at my pictures, but if you're really in person up close, you can see that one of my eyebrows, like the line of where the hair grows, it's a little bit higher than the other one. So just grew back that way. Well, thank you for explaining that. I just personally shave down there. I've never done the waxing myself because of the eyebrow thing. I'm a little apprehensive, but man, it sure does look clean when it's all done.
As long as it gets the job done. So the method, you know, is negotiable, but hey, as long as it gets the job done. So yeah. And I was looking at your foot. I can't tell, you know, unless, you know, you brought it up. I'm like, you look symmetrical, you know, symmetrical. What is that word? Symmetry? Symmetrical.
Oh, yes.
Asymmetrical. Yeah, your brows look symmetrical.
Yeah, you have to be right in front of my face straight on. Maybe one day we'll be like that. Well, thank you, Dion. I really appreciate your tip. That was awesome. The whole premise of me helping you in so many different types of areas that could end up leading a relationship into sexlessness. And the last thing that I want any of you to experience ever is a period of sexlessness, because my husband and I went through that for 12 years. And it was the most loneliest time that I have ever experienced in my freaking life. To be able to understand this, I was sitting on the couch next to my husband. He was right there. And I was the most lonely I've ever felt because I wasn't being touched. I wasn't being romanticized. I wasn't being desired. And it made my confidence go down in myself. It made me doubt myself. I was so unsure of initiating sex. And so my goal is to help you have healthy relationships, healthy sex lives, and to experience such a high amount of confidence sexually in yourself, and then your body confidence, so that it doesn't end up leading into that sexlessness that my husband and I experienced. So welcome, Cleo. Cleo, let's see what you have to say. Do you have any tips on how we as women can take care of our...
Hello from the UK. Good evening, everyone. Well, yeah, I think my number one tips is water, drinking lots of water, and not putting any soap or chemical down there. And mindset is, if you're in the right place, then your vagina feel nice and fresh. And a lot of fruits as well. So yeah, that's how I take care of my vagina.
Okay, let me just ask you ladies that are up here. Does this feel uncomfortable to talk about? Just tell me yes or no, real quick.
Not to me.
No, you guys are good. Okay. Because sometimes talking about this stuff brings up embarrassment or shyness, because most of us have grown up in a culture or like a church atmosphere where we were told to never talk about this stuff. And so a lot of us are just not used to being so open, you know, in speaking. So I was just curious, because I'm hearing a couple of little giggles coming up as we're sharing. So I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much, Cleo. I'm so happy you're here. So Paola, do you have any tips for us on how to properly take care of our vagina?
Hello there. Hi, how are you? Greetings from Canada to everyone. Okay, my tip. Same as Cleo, drink tons of water and maintain a good hygiene. Clean yourself. Even me, every time I go to the bathroom, to do number one and number two, I always wash myself with water. I try to avoid to use toilet paper. That is one of my tips.
Interesting. So why do you avoid using the toilet paper? Is there a reason behind that?
I feel that it's not clean enough. Yeah. With water, I'm so like swing. I'm clean enough and fresh and.
Dion, did you want to tap in?
Just really quick. My daughter, she's home visiting, and she asked me for if I had any disposable wet wipes. I was like, yeah, it's here. And I, you know, went to grab, you know, give them to her. Oh, tongue tied. And she was like, yeah, I use them. I don't use toilet paper anymore. I use disposable wipes when I use the bathroom. She said, I feel fresher when I use the wipes. So this is very interesting that that happened just this morning. So, okay.
That is interesting. Oh, go ahead, Cleo.
Yeah, my daughter's the same. She pretty much only uses wet wipes, but I'm asking her not to use wet wipes all the time. Although they say there's no, you know, chemicals or whichever on the one I use. I did say, like, I'd rather for you to use water. When you do number two, yes, use the wet wipe. But when you do number one, well, pee-pee, it's okay just to wipe yourself. But I can understand if she's not comfortable just using toilet paper. So yeah, okay. At least my daughter's not the only one.
Well, you know what? It's very interesting that we're talking about this, because if I know that I'm going to be intimate with my partner, and let's say I've already showered like an hour before, half hour before, and you know, obviously I've gone pee since then. So if I don't want to jump in the shower and do the whole thing again, I will use a wet wipe. And I stay away from the perfume, good smelling ones. I just use the regular ones, and I buy mine from an organic place so that the material of whatever they're making that with is not going to cause any infection. Or if you rub too hard, it could cause chafing. And I find the organic ones I use, they're biodegradable. So they pull apart when you flush. So that way you don't have to call a plumber, because those things can actually stop up the toilet where you'd actually have to pay a plumber. All right. So I see Lisa. And before we move over to Lisa, I'm going to share some of my tips that have been helping myself and my clients and some teenage girls that are now starting to ask me lots and lots of questions, because my son's friends that are girls are hitting me up on Instagram asking me all kinds of vagina health questions. And so this is why we need this today, so that you don't have to wait until you're 30 or 40 to figure all this stuff out because you didn't have anyone to talk to. One of the questions that I get all the time from parents ask me, at what age should my daughter or my son start to develop a routine taking care of their vagina or their penis? My personal opinion, I highly recommend it's as soon as you know they're going through puberty, because that is when the body starts to smell and the pH starts to change. And that's at different ages. I started my period at 11, which means I was probably going through the change at 9 or 10. Some people, like my sister, didn't start till they were 13. My mom didn't start till she was 14. So it really just depends. If your child is smelling and you can smell BO, you know they're going through the change and you know they're going to need some help in this. Another sign is if they're spending a lot of time in the bathroom and you know it doesn't take that long to take a dump, they're probably in there looking at themselves, touching themselves, figuring out their body. And so that would be another sign that you could start talking to them. Another sign is they might just start asking you questions. I mean, I asked my mom questions at a very young age. Mom, my boobs hurt. This was before my period started. I was like, Mom, why do my boobs hurt? I think I was like 10, maybe 10 and a half. And then I started to notice that one was bigger than the other, and that was giving me a complex. And so I would go and ask her questions like that. So if your son or daughter is starting to ask you questions, that is the perfect time when you can start to help them to develop the routine. So just as parents explain to their kids that they need to clean between their toes and brush their teeth, they also need to be told how to properly wash their genitals, right? Wiping front to back. That is very important. I was rebellious at a very young age, and I developed a UTI. I think I was 13. I did not listen, and I made that mistake. And then I'm in the doctor's office in pain, and it was made very clear to me again, you have to wipe front to back when you are a girl. So that is very important to get that into your child's head, the importance of that, because if we can avoid an infection, oh my gosh, I mean, infections are horrible. They take away days of your life just sitting there trying not to itch, or not wanting to go to the bathroom because when you pee, it burns. And I really appreciate Cleo. Let's see, it was Cleo. And then I think Dion was mentioning how their young daughters or even themselves like to use those wet wipes. Those are really good too. The second thing after talking to them is, what does this typical routine consist of? And so the first thing that I have to nail with everybody is what we eat. Okay, you ever heard that saying, we are what we eat? Oh my gosh, it is so freaking true. Cleo talked about the water. Yes, that is so, so important. Get in a ton of water every single day. That definitely helps to keep everyone's pH balance even. It also helps to get rid of any toxins that might be hanging out in the body that you don't even know about. And so you definitely want to be flushing out your system with a lot of water. I will also say, to maintain the most optimal vagina health, you have to have a diet rich in antioxidants. Second thing, vitamin E. Third thing, vitamin C. Fourth thing, omega-3 fatty acids. Fifth thing, omega-6 fatty acids. The seventh thing, protein. The eighth thing, probiotics. The ninth thing, apple cider vinegar shots. Those are freaking amazing. Apple cider vinegar does so much good for our health. Not only will it help to balance out pH, it helps to get rid of yeast infections, UTIs, bacteria in the stomach, so many things. You can even rub it with a cotton ball on a sunburn and it turns your sunburn into a tan. The last tip I will share with you, the vagina is a self-cleaning machine. It already knows what to do. God made our vagina so amazing. It's a self-cleaning machine, which means there is no need for you to douche. When you douche, there is a lot that you can do. And I know there's a lot of trends that says that steaming and douching will provide some benefits, but there's really no benefits to those trends. It can do more harm. The act of washing the vaginal canal with a water soap or water vinegar mixture can alter the vagina's natural microbiome. So it's one thing to drink the vinegar shots, but when you're douching with that, it can alter the natural microbiome. And when that happens, you take away the vagina's natural defense against infections. Vaginas, it also goes against the natural defense, but it also can burn your vagina tissues and your vulva skin. So that is why I never recommend douching or steaming, even though you read a lot about it. The last one that is super important too when it comes to sex is making sure that you pee before and after sex. That is really important because if you don't pee after sex, especially if you allow the man to come inside of you, semen can throw off your pH balance. So when you pee, the muscle that is keeping the semen in there, it relaxes and it allows the semen to come out. So pee before and after sex. That will also help you ladies that struggle with getting yeast infections. Does anyone have any questions on those before we move over to what Lisa's tips are? Danny, did you have a question, hon?
Yeah, well, you know my in-office issue. I did want to do a word of caution. When I got sick 2 years ago, I had a UTI and they put me on Bactrim. And that's what caused my blood platelets. You're supposed to, as a woman, probably around 245,000 to and above of your platelet count. And I was down to 10,000. So, and then I was supposed to get a transfusion, but they said I was strong enough to not. So just be aware of Bactrim. I do get them every now and again, just because that's my body. And I have an autoimmune disease, so I get often. I did not know about the whole burning of my whole uterus thing. So that kind of scared the crap out of me. About the kids, as soon as they learn they have one, that's when I think, because especially if they're in sports, the boys. And I wasn't lucky enough to have parents that told me anything. So I was just wondering, my daughter, she has no shame. She told my husband. I was just like, okay. But like my son, I never said anything. So I don't, you know, he's 17, but he's like, you know, about cleanliness. So I don't know. I mean, for guys, when you tell him, I don't even know. And
that would
tell me, what
are
the birds and the bees?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if you were in here in the beginning of the room, no. But there's three ways to tell when you should talk to your kid, whether they're mm-hmm. a boy or a girl. The first way is if you're starting to smell BO, you know their body's changing. The second thing is if they spend a lot of time in the bathroom and you know it doesn't
take... Oh, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah.
You know it doesn't
I was
take
taking
2 hours
notes.
To go to the bathroom.
Oops.
And then the third thing is if they actually ask you questions, because some kids are very open and they want their parent to be the one to teach them about these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I have three boys, and when I was a younger mom, I didn't have all of what I have now as far as knowledge. I hadn't gone through my own transformation with my sexuality at that point. So I was a very reserved and shy mom when it came to anything body related and sex related. I'm a different mom now that my boys are in their 20s than I was when they were early teens. So if I could go back, though, I would definitely want to have that conversation, no matter how uncomfortable that it probably was going to be. But I would figure out a way to do it at an age appropriate level. So if you're going to talk to a 9 or 10 year old, maybe they already have BO and you're like, okay, their body's going through the change. So you need to talk to them at that level. They don't need to know everything at a 9 and 10. They'll probably just need to know basics. Like, here's how you clean yourself. Here, let's go get you your favorite smelling deodorant. And then when they get into teens, then you can start to talk about sexual related things. I will say that when a young girl is going through the change, even though she hasn't had her period, like actually bled yet, please talk to her, because my mom didn't talk to me at all. And all of a sudden, one day I looked down and I wiped and there was blood, and I freaked out when I was on the toilet. And I said, Mom, the blood. I was freaking out, and she never had the talk with me. And she's like, no, that can't be anything. You're only 11. Well, in her mind, she's like, everyone starts at 13. So that's probably when my daughter's going to start. So we can't just assume that our kids are going to start when we started. And so we definitely need to be having these conversations about our periods and our bodies changing. For the boys, having the wet dreams, having uncontrollable hard dick, all of these things we need to be talking to our kids, because if they have more knowledge and they have the tools on how to control, because there is a way for a boy to control it where it can go back down. It's a lot of mind work, but he can do it. And that does take work, and it does happen over a period of time. But that would give them more confidence, so they're not embarrassed at school when all of a sudden they stand up and they've got a boner and the kids are laughing at them. I hope that that was helpful.
It is. The one thing is, my daughter's gay, and she's 14. And she knew since she was 11, but I told her, you know, don't put a label on yourself, because, I mean, her friends were like, oh, we're gay. No, we're not. It's like a trend. So, but when she got her period, I knew it right before her 13th birthday. I knew it, because she went from sweet to like evil. I'm telling you, like in a week, she has a disorder of like, they use Botox shots, and I don't want her to get them, but she's getting made fun of. She has BO always, even right after the shower. So it was very hard for me to tell her, but it got to the point where I had to, because like you could walk in room and smell it. So I had such a hard time because she's so sweet. But I have not had the heart to talk about that part. Also, I was born with a deformity, and I don't know how to talk to her about if she was, you know what I mean? I don't want her to be like looking down there and be like, oh, is that right? Is it supposed to be there? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, all of our bodies are so different. So I always recommend to sit in front of a mirror and just look at yourself naked with your legs completely spread, because that a lot of times you can pick up on when your body changes down there. Because if the color is normally a light pink, let's say, and then one day you look and it's bright red, then you know something is probably off, you know? So I always recommend to just look. And listen, all of these conversations with our kids, they're supposed to be uncomfortable. It's because we grew up in an era, our age, our era was told not to talk to your kids about this. And so we grew up having no information. And now we're like, oh my gosh, now I've got kids and I don't want them to feel like they don't understand. I want to talk to them, but I just don't know how. You know, just start talking and even admit to them, like, this is super uncomfortable for me. My mom never had this conversation with me, but I feel like I want to make sure that you know how to properly care for yourself, because I know how it feels to be inside a locker room. And I'm just talking about myself right now, to be in a locker room and to have fingers pointing at you and being laughed at because your mom didn't let you shave and didn't talk to you about how to shave and the smell and all that kind of stuff. Just know that having these conversations with your kids, it's going to help them to not have those embarrassing moments. We can be proactive with them. We can do it ahead of time to in a way to protect them from a lot of that kind of stuff. And of course, you'll help their health. So
I appreciate that.
I just want you to notice that link. It says boost your sexy confidence and sexual health. This is a special I'm running all this week. It's on special for $10. And what it will give to you is 51 tips to feel sexy, 12 ways a woman can orgasm, 25 erotic communication tips, 7 tips to loving yourself naked, 22 tips to build self-esteem, 27 affirmations to build up our sexual confidence, and then a bonus of my 21-day self-love challenge that we're all going to take together. If you want that, make sure you tap on the link, jump in for $10, and then we can do this whole experience of building up our sexy confidence and sexual health together. It's going to be so much fun. So far from this past weekend, there's close to 20 people that have jumped into that so far. So we've got a really good group that we're going to be working with, and we'll be able to make friends together and get all our questions answered. So I hope you take advantage of that while it is $10. Okay, so let's go over to Lisa. Are you with us, my friend?
Hey, Heather. Hey, everyone.
Hi, girl.
Good to be here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to see you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so on the topic, you actually took the words right out of my mouth, but on a few things. And I was going to mention like the weird douching phenomenon, because like just thinking about having dryness makes me cringe. So I actually did a live about alkaline versus acidic pH a month ago. And something that really helped me were eating food that were more alkaline. So a lot of raw veggies, greens, fresh fruits to reduce the amount of acidity. And if you're someone who really likes drinking a lot of cola, it really throws off your pH completely, because it's actually lower than battery acid on the pH chart. And that's why you see a lot of videos of people cleaning rust out their cars with Coke, because the pH is extremely low in acidity or high in acidity. So since taking care of my nutrition, like I actually noticed a difference in smell, because I was keeping my body pH more alkaline by eating like about 70% more alkaline based food. Because when my body was acidic, I was noticing a lot of internal problems and odors and all that stuff. And it's funny because our body really knows, our bodies are telling us what's happening. But since we're not fully aware, we kind of just stall because we're not really taught to recognize the signs. So you could like easily get at-home pH strips at the health food stores. Or let me move. Every time I
talk, it's cute. I love
But you can get them at the health stores or Amazon. And it's something that you could pee on right after like a good night's rest. And you'll notice that, well, the strip will tell you if you're in a good pH balance or not. But when you pee on the strip, it will be a tad more acidic since it's urine than if you were to take a blood test. So these could be like as low as $9. And also getting into the habit of lowering your stress levels and practicing mental wellness. Because when you release, like when you realize you're stressed or anxious, you start getting spicy armpits, right?
Yes.
But the same thing happens to your vaginal odor, right? Like it happens everywhere. So yeah, what else was I going to say? Yeah, just give it, luckily, like just give it room to breathe. Like sleeping commando if you want, and not wearing thongs all the time. Gives you a moment to just breathe and not be so like tightened up there. That's all I have to say.
Girl, that was amazing. Yeah, sleeping commando is so good for us. It airs everything out. I feel like my vagina is so much happier too. So I'm glad that you brought that up. What else did you say that I really liked? Oh, not wearing a thong all the time. You know what's really interesting about thongs? Have you ever noticed that if you're wearing a thong and then you go to go pee and then you pull it back up, the spot that your vagina was sitting on the fabric, it never seems to go on the exact same spot. And so if we're not careful, if we have any extra from our butt that gets on the undies and where the underwear is moving around, we might accidentally put the leftover from our butt on our vagina hole without even realizing it. So we have to be careful when we wear thongs because unlike regular underwear where you just pull them up and it goes right in the same spot all the time, thongs, you have to be super careful with that because it's just one round piece. So that is definitely a good tip that you said there. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you so much. So happy. And I love hearing your baby. I think a lot of us are moms in here, so we totally get it. All right. You dying. Are you available?
Hi. Are you hearing me now?
Yay. Yay. Thank you.
Hi. Afternoon, everyone. I'm just really listening and taking in all the tips. I don't really have much of a comment. I did write the, was it 8 or 9 tips that you shared? Unfortunately, I wasn't able to write it down because I was actually in the kitchen cooking at the point in time.
Yeah.
So, but the conversation is very interesting. So thank you. And I release my mind.
You're very welcome. Do you want me to name off the 9 things again?
Yeah, that would be great if you can. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't mind. Do you have a pen that you could write it down?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. The first thing is we want to make sure that we have a lot of antioxidants in our diet. So that would be the first thing. And that can come from food or you can even supplement with some of these things. And the next thing would be vitamin E. And then the third is vitamin C. Oh, also, let me tell you real quick. You know how sometimes we eat those gummy vitamins, you know, the vitamin C's that have the extra sugar on them? Those ones aren't as potent as the ones that come in the little capsules that is like powder in a capsule. So I always recommend getting the powder ones in the capsule versus the chewy ones, even though I know the chewy ones taste better. So that would be the third thing, vitamin C. And then also omega-3 fatty acids. And then omega-6 fatty acids. Protein and probiotics. Most of these I can get in a pill form too. And then the last one I had was apple cider vinegar shots. And I'll tell you real quick how to do that. So what you do is you take maybe a half of a teaspoon or a quarter. It really depends on your taste buds, what you can handle. I can do a full teaspoon just because I'm used to it now. But a quarter teaspoon, half a teaspoon, mix it in with some warm water, about a cup of warm water. So you definitely have more water than the apple cider vinegar. You can mix it in water or maybe some kind of a juice and then just throw it back. And that will help to balance out the pH, which then helps with having good smell good taste. And then I also really enjoyed what Lisa said about eating foods that are alkaline. So that was something that she added that I wrote down that I forgot about. So thank you, Lisa. So hopefully that helps. The main goal of this is when we smell good and when we taste good, by the way, taste yourself. So stick a finger down there and taste yourself and do that periodically. When you know yourself in that way, you can tell when something is off. I also give the same recommendation to the gentleman, because if you as a man want your partner to be going down on you, sometimes partners of males are apprehensive to go down because of the flavor of the semen as well, or even the pre-cum. So there's a lot of things as a man that you can do as well to keep yourself balanced out. Most of the things that I named off here would work for a man. Men, I have them take the apple cider vinegar shots as well. Another thing too that does help for guys is if you drink pineapple juice, that can change the flavor and give it more of a sweet flavor. And then encouraging your partner to suck on a hard candy that tastes good to them, or have some fruit they bring to the bedroom that's juicy. And that can be an aphrodisiac. It smells good. It looks appetizing and tastes good, and can also help them to not taste the full taste of the semen when they have something else like fruit to go with it that's a little bit tastier. So hopefully that helps with the guys in the room. All right, let's go over to Lakeisha before we close out our session for today. Lakeisha, thank you so much for being here. What are your tips to keeping our vaginas healthy?
Oh, hey, Heather. Wow, she's got a lot. I would say being mindful of your products that you use, as I always tell my daughters, because every time I go in her room, I see her with like Summer's Eve and all these products, and I tell her throw those in the trash because they're trash and they're not good for you. You know, if you, you know, try more organic or vegan-based products that, you know, have that sensitivity, they don't have any chemicals in it, be very selective. Ever since I changed all of my vaginal products to more plant-based and the vegan, and by very selective, you know, people who make those products, it has helped tremendously. Like my pH has been good. That natural scent, all of the above, has been tremendously amazing. I don't have a lot of those issues that women sometimes can get. You know, maybe it's the yeast or the itching or the vaginal odors from all of those things. So that has helped tremendously. And I agree with yourself. You know, don't be afraid to, you know, taste yourself, touch yourself, check on your body, make sure everything is good, because, you know, your partners are also are the ones that gotta, you know, smell you too when you're sleeping together.
Yeah, I love that, Lakeisha. That was really powerful, Cher. And I know, Heather, you said that you were here to support, which I love my friend Heather so much. So good to see you. You're all about pussy power. So do you have any tips? Do you have any tips on how we can take care of our vagina health that might help?
Yeah, I love this conversation. First of all, you know, I'm all about the pussy power, so it's all about it. You know, it's interesting. I love this topic, and I love what you were saying, Lakeisha, about your daughter and just really supporting her in that, because I'm in the world of pussy power. About 3 weeks ago, I took on a new lover. Now it's ended, but whatever. And within like the first 2 weeks, I got a UTI. And I was like, fuck, you know, and I really brought him in on the conversation, like from the get go. And it was interesting to me. The man's 50, right? And he was like in shock. Like I was explaining to him, like during sex and this is probably what happened, and don't do this and do this and don't do like, and all this stuff that like, I literally was like, why am I having this conversation with you at a 50 year, you know? And one of the things I really realized is that women don't say stuff like that to men. They don't say, I'm having UTI. Here's what's happening. Here's why. It's because of you and I. This isn't like just all of a sudden I got a UTI, you know, like I got a UTI because I had sex with you. Therefore, you are going to feel the pain with me, you know? And he was just kind of in this shock. And what I realized is that women are so scared to bring it up. were scared to say, you know, I didn't have a UTI for the last years because I didn't have sex with anybody for the last 2 years. You know, all of a sudden, boom, I have a UTI. There's a connection. So I think what's interesting is just allowing ourselves to share what's happening. And I made him call like 2 health food stores and get products and explain. And like, he went with me and he was just like, he had no idea. I was like literally in an education seminar the whole time and explained to him what was going on. So I just want to empower women here. Heather, I love what you're doing, but empower women to say to men, you know, here's what's going on down there. If you so love me, or you so dedicate to me and you want to have sex with that down there, then you need to learn to take care of it just with me. And a man who's like, I don't want to deal with that, then like, he's, you know, for me, it's like, he's not the man for me. If he can't handle what's going on with our bodies on every level, then he doesn't get to be in my body. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's one of the things I've had to learn. I'm 45 now, so maybe it's because I'm older, but I've had to learn how to have that communication and almost force the conversation, not in a negative way, but to really lean in and say, if you want to be my partner, if you want to go down this road, this is what my life looks like. And I'm not going to act like this is not happening. And so it takes 2 to have this conversation. It takes 2 to have this happen. So for me, though, I definitely went on some different probiotics. I changed some different things about my pH. There's a great probiotic, actually, that I got in a health food store that's specifically for UTI. And there's this really cool powder. It's a powder. Like, if you have been coming on, right, you can go get this powder. It's not at a Walgreens. It's usually at a health food store. It's a powder UTI, and it's called emergency UTI. And you put it in your water. You can put some cranberry juice in it, too. And it just starts flushing out that area pretty immediately, like really strongly, not to a point of an antibiotic, but really strongly, where you really start to see some release pretty quickly. So I did that for about 3 days. Now, I ended up getting antibiotics just because I was like, okay, fine. And then what I did was, because I don't like antibiotics, I did the antibiotics, and then I went really heavy into this UTI probiotics. It was actually designed for after you get off a probiotics for UTI to like flush your body back with probiotics. So I did that really heavy for another week. And so, you know, we have to take it upon ourselves and be responsible and understand that I'm not very big on what I call the medical world. So I try to do everything I can really heavy on the health side. And then if I really have to go to medical, I'll go there. So there's a lot of things out there right now in the natural form. And health food stores, not CVS or Walgreens, that are really geared towards heavy probiotics. By the way, here's a little trick after sex. Every time I didn't with him. That's one thing that happened. I went to the bathroom immediately, and then I had a cranberry and Mantos. I don't know if you take this as well, Heather, but cranberry Mantos pills. After, if I'm sexually active that day, I'll take like 5 or 6 that day. And I'll do it in the morning as well. And what that's doing is just flushing out the UTI. It's just flushing out the bladder so that nothing happens. So hope that helps. It's very painful, but welcome to being a woman.
Well, I'm glad that you're better.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's interesting is sometimes we can lead our healthiest life and the man can be his healthiest, but we just don't match together. We just throw each other off. To me, that's a sign that we're not supposed to be with that person. You know, I feel like our bodies sometimes talk to us and reject partners before we even have the guts to say bye.
That's a really good, weird point. We just had an ending. It was last week, and it was really just, well, and the endings are never positive. But
no,
this one was not very good. But yeah, you know, it's interesting. I never thought about it from a metaphysical perspective, Heather. But I bet you my body was rejecting him. And I just didn't think that's really interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was engaged to this guy and we were together for a while and he was my second partner. And every time I had sex with him, even though I orgasmed and we had a really great time, but I always got a yeast infection or a UTI. And he's the only person out of all my partners that's ever happened with. And we had a lot of issues, like his mom was always trying to come in and rule our relationship and was trying to plan our wedding. I mean, it was just ridiculous. And so I feel like my body, without even me knowing it back then, was rejecting that relationship. And I feel like God was giving me a sign, but I wasn't listening to it right away. Because as soon as he was gone, I never had that experience again. So I do think that there is something to that. I also love that you talked about that powder. I have something similar and I take it daily. And it's because in my past, like way back in my past, like 20s and 30s, it was pretty typical for me to get yeast infections or UTIs. And so I'm super careful and I take this powder form and I mix it in my diet cranberry juice every single day. And I have never gotten an infection.
You know what it is? You know what it is?
Go ahead.
Yeah. What's the product? Is it like the UTI? It's called like a UTI powder. It's like a...
I'm not near it right now, so I don't have the name. But for me and my vitamin store, it's actually in a tub and it has a little scoop. And then I just scoop out the amount and I put it in my diet.
Just real quickly to that. So I'll have to get the product on this. So about 4 years ago, I interviewed this woman on my podcast. She was a young girl. She was probably late 20s. And she had, I mean, she was constantly having UTIs. I'm talking like ridiculous to a point where she made a product for it. And it's just this little powder. And she said she would have, you know, have it after having sex or whatever with her boyfriend. But she talked about how she literally would have like 20 or 30 in a year. It was insane. And I mean, I didn't have, you know, it's not my right to talk to her, but I just really thought about it later. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like what are... You know, our body is like a pH, you know, we have to make sure that we're keeping that in alignment. But I will say the product was great. When I looked at the ingredients, it was pretty much cranberry and mannose, right? So I just went out and bought it directly and just got it in the tub. But it was really interesting conversation because she was in her 20s. She said she went to doctor, and they just kept giving her antibiotics. I mean, can you imagine doing 20 antibiotics in 1 year? So I'm sure her pH of her body was completely jacked up. And I think they were giving her antibiotics even at a really young age. And so my point to that is, you know, even though our doctors say whatever our doctors say, I still feel it, you know, our responsibility as women to really seek out, is there another way and to get really healthy? And then there's also the metaphysical way, you know, so I just love what you're doing, Heather. And so I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to acknowledge there is a product out there that their whole mission is to help women not have UTIs. And what's fascinating about that is I cannot remember the name of it. I've tried to find it on Amazon a couple of times. It doesn't get any publicity. You know, I just think that that's...
I just went downstairs and grabbed mine. So I'm going to read it to you. I don't know if this is the same one that you have, but the company is Utiva. U-T-I-V as in Victor A. And this is what my thing says. Cranberry... PAC, P-A-C. And then I also have from the same company, D like David dash Manos, M-A-N-N-O-S as in Sam E. And then I also have from the same company, probiotic powder. So I have a 3-pack and I'm on their website right now. And it looks like they have a bundle that's on sale. Normally 115. You can get all 3 for $77. And hopefully that helps. But thank you, Heather. And I hope that whoever you draw in next, because I know that you are very into manifestation, make sure that they got a healthy penis and they take care of themselves and they pull their skin down and wash. They do all the things that a guy is supposed to do. And hopefully they don't eat a lot of bread. Because you know what? Guys actually, I don't know if you know this, but men can carry yeast inside their body and give us a yeast infection and they don't even know it. They have no symptoms of a yeast infection like women do. And then we go to have sex with them and all of a sudden we got a yeast infection. Like seriously, what the hell just happened? But that can be the case for guys. And so if you are with a partner and you're getting frequent yeast infections, make them go on a protocol to get rid of yeast infections and see if that helps, because that happened one time with my husband. He had no idea. And I realized, wow, you've been eating a lot of freaking bread that turns into sugar in your system, which then turns into yeast. And then you're giving that to me. So we got to be really cautious and aware of everything when it comes to our vaginas. And we've talked about so many amazing tips today. I hope that all of you ladies are walking away feeling so much more confident because you have a lot of knowledge now that will guard you against getting some of these health things. And you're going to have so much confidence when it comes to the bedroom, because you're going to know, oh my gosh, I smell good. I taste good because I've tasted it myself. and all of these different things that are going to add to the sexual confidence when you're with a partner. So thank you so much for being here today. Don't forget to click on my Boost Your Sexy Confidence and Sexual Health. You'll see a link. It's called Boost Your Sexy Confidence and Sexual Health. Right now it's $10. Make sure that you are jumping in while it is still on special. What is included is 51 tips to feel sexy, 12 ways a woman can orgasm, 25 erotic communication tips. So this is what men and women want to hear that gets them turned on and super juicy. Also will include 7 tips to loving yourself naked, 22 tips to build up your self-esteem, and then 27 affirmations to build up sexual confidence. Now, why did I do that? Because you know what? No one is talking about affirmations to build up sexual confidence. We hear about how to build up confidence for work, like, I am strong, I attract all the clients in the world. But no one is talking about sexual confidence, which is huge, because if you don't have sexual confidence and you're coming to a bedroom situation, you're going to feel more shy. You're going to feel more reserved. You're going to pull back. You're not going to have confidence to initiate, you know, grab your partner and give them a blowjob just because you want to. So this particular guide will give you 27 affirmations to speak over yourself that will build up the sexual confidence so that you can show up as like a Beyonce, for instance, right? Which is my sexual goddess person that I think about when it comes to sexual confidence. You're also going to get my bonus 21-day self-love challenge that we are going to do together. I'm super excited about that self-love challenge. And so make sure that you pick up my Boost Your Sexy Confidence and Sexual Health while it is 10 buckaroos before it goes up to 50.
Hey, Heather.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to just share with the room real quick about Heather and who she is and how powerful she is. But one thing that you're doing for everyone here and just, you know, that I think is really understated is giving women permission to talk about their sexuality and being sexy and feeling sexy and to talk to their guy or their partner, or their husband or their lover about their sexuality, because it's been really, you know, tabooed for so long, right? And giving you permission to do that. So I just want to acknowledge you. And I think that what you're doing is awesome. I'm checking it out right now. And I love the fact that you're doing a challenge for the ladies, because I think one of the things that we focus a lot on our own bodies a lot. But the thing that I think has been challenging for a lot of women is to share with it with our partners, let's say. You know, I remember years and years and years ago, I got a yeast infection multiple times, and I ended up, the guy was dating my fiance at the time. He did get antibiotics because the doctor said it. The doctor was like, you need to have your guy get on antibiotics. This is before I understood what was going on. And I remember coming home and going, hey, you need to be on theirs, on these, because I don't know, I don't really understand, you know. And I wasn't as confident back then. And he was like, I don't have anything. That's on you. That's your problem. That's, you know, you're the one who's dirty or whatever, you know. And I didn't have, he did take them because I don't know what I did. I think I said, well, I'm not going to have sex with you again until then. So he took them. But I think it was, I didn't have the confidence then to say, here's what's going on. And you don't know this, but no one's taught you this. And I'm not saying you're dirty or I'm dirty, but let's just get this cleaned up so we can be in a loving relationship and not worry about this. And something you're doing, Heather, is just giving women that confidence to share and speak about their own bodies and no matter who's listening. So I just want to acknowledge you. I hope that everyone gets your program.
Aw, thank you, Heather. And you're absolutely correct. And that's the permission I had to give to myself as well. And so I do know the power behind that when we find our voice, when it comes to our sexuality, our feminine power, and even how we show up in the bedroom. I like to be, I guess they call it dominant. But Heather, I think you and I have talked about this before. I think you called me a switch because I like to have moments of being dominant, but then I also like to be dominated. I like to know what the man wants. So a huge part of the dominant side of myself is giving myself back my voice sexually has really helped me to step into the dominant side of myself in the bedroom, because for years I thought that I couldn't because of all the stuff that the church taught me. Like, the man is supposed to be the one to initiate. And so I just went with that for a very long time. Meanwhile, inside myself, man, I just kept having these fantasies about pushing my guy up against the wall and going down his pants and taking him and sucking on him hard. But I never did, because I thought that's not what men wanted. And I thought that it would be against what I was taught. Little did I realize that all was bullshit. And as soon as I stepped into this side of myself, not only has it given me more confidence in myself, but my husband absolutely loves it. And he told me several times the last 4 years since I have fully awakened every part of me sexually, he's like, man, I was praying for this side of you to come out. He's like, I always sensed that you were holding back and I never knew why. But now that I know why, I'm so going to give you permission to keep doing what you want on the bedroom. And then those times when you want me, you can just say, take me or whatever. So anyway, Heather, thank you so much for saying all of that. I just love you so much.
Look, I'm a Baptist girl gone bad. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
A Baptist girl. I was born, raised, debutante Baptist, Texas girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so I understand you.
Is that a hashtag? Because if it's not yet, I think we should totally start putting stuff in there.
What? Baptist girl gone bad. If you actually dig deep in the internet and put that in and put my name next to it, there's actually an article that this guy put about me, and he said the title is Baptist girl gone bad. I'm like, oh my God, that's like exactly
that is so
true.
Hilarious. I am totally going to look that up. I'm going to see if it's a hashtag.
You're welcome.
Because if it's not, I'm going to make it and I'm going to start putting shit in there.
Baptist girl gone bad, girl.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Thanks, Heather. So Tasha, I see that you have joined us. Thank you so much for being here. We were about to close out, but when I saw your smile, I'm like, we got to get Tasha up here before we close out. So would you like to say hi? And then I don't know if you have a tip on vagina health, but you're more than welcome to give that out before we close.
Well, hello, ladies. How's everybody doing on this? Oh my gosh. My name is Tasha, aka TC Knows. No, I do not know everything, but I love sharing with you what I do know. Coach Heather, come on. When I got introduced to you, you just turned my whole world upside down in a good way. And the other Heather, I just want to let you know that I am too another Baptist girl that has gone bad. My father was a pastor. He is no longer living. But I grew up where they just did not talk about that. It was a sin. You was going to hell in a handbasket. That's how they made it. So I was scared. But when I got out there and I was fornicating, as the old folks say, doing all these things, yeah, I was hot to trot. I was doing a lot of stuff that I felt in my heart that I shouldn't have been doing because they was not my husbands. Notice I said husbands with an S on the end of that, because that's just the way, you know, I was programmed. And I'm going to use the word brainwashed, because that's what it was. And now that I'm older and I'm married, I have held back. And my husband tells me all the time, I know you hold back. I know you hold back. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't want you to look at me as a slut. If I really done all the things that I have done when I was younger in my 20s, you'd be like, what in the world? But he wants me to come out. So I'm glad I got your course. I started looking at it this past weekend, and I'm just going to be honest with you, Heather. I was getting a little hot just by reading the information that you had in there. And I quickly closed it. I was like, oh my God. And in all transparency, and y'all will find out that I'm a very transparent person, I was so ashamed. It's like for that moment, I had guilt to come over me, shame to come over me. And I was like, why am I feeling like this? Okay, I'm married now, but still there's a lot of things that I need to know that I want to do, but I'm not doing because of my upbringing. But as far as a vagina health tip, I just learned this past week that it is good to, of course, not douche. Stop doing that years ago. And also, if you urinate before you have sex and after, you won't have to worry about any yeast infections, none of that stuff. None of that. So that is my look, my little rant for today. Again.
Oh, babe. Okay. I am so feeling you because for the longest time I walked around with that Christian guilt and shame. And I know Heather's had that a lot too. So what I did, I just changed the link above, Tasha. I honestly think that my program right there will be for you. This month, I'm running a special on it. So normally it's close to $2,000 for this. This is my major digging in deep with me. We do the work on how to deprogram all of that Christian programming that told us
bullshit things.
Yes, yes. I mean, I have to be careful with my words because I'm still a born again Christian and I read my Bible and I love Jesus. But the stuff that was taught to us in the church is separate from what is in the actual Bible. And so that's the differentiating thing that I like to talk about. So I work with women on how to free themselves because really, Tasha, just you talking in the way that you describe, like how you describe that, how you got hot and then you got the shame, that's because of the programming. And so what my Sexifier program does is it gives you the key to unlock your full sexuality so that you fully come out, like you are fully unleashed, no more shame, no more guilt. And your husband is going to be messaging me saying, thank you. I don't know what the hell goes on with that program. I hear this all the time from the husbands of my clients. But they're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. One of the husbands said, my wife gave me the most amazing blowjob because of the class that is inside Sexifier. It's a 2-hour class. I am walking you through step by step on how to give the best blowjob possible so that it's mind blowing to your partner. And so one of the husbands said, she has never given me a blowjob like that in the 40 something years that we've been married. And he was like, thank you. A lot of women are orgasming for the first time because Tasha, a lot of this programming that we have in us, it's making us hold back from experiencing our full pleasure. We're okay with a little bit of pleasure, but the full-on pleasure where we're squirting and we're tapping into our G-spot and we're even opening ourselves up to anal pleasure and having these trigasms where we're touching many spots at one time. All of these types of things were told to us, no, that sex was for the pleasure of a man. And so a lot of us aren't even experiencing the full orgasmic pleasure that God designed for our bodies to experience. With my program, we tap into that so that you can fully experience the fullness and the abundance that God actually originally designed for us to experience as a woman. Just like Genesis 2:25, and the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. And so that's the original design of how God wanted the sexual experience to be without shame. And so we've gone so far away from that. It really does break my heart. And it wasn't until I was 44 that I fully learned how to let go of this guilt and shame so that now I can experience all kinds of pleasure with my partner that I want. The marriage bed's undefiled. That includes anything you want. Anything that you want to do, you should be allowed to do. But for some reason, we're holding ourselves back. We're coming up against this resistance wall, I like to call it. And we feel it. It's like this invisible, dense fog of a wall. And we're coming up against it. And we're like, how the hell do we get to the other side? That is what Sexifier will do for you. What you'll do is you will message me on Instagram the word discount. And I will give you the coupon code so that you can access the full program. You have lifetime access to it. I even teach a lot of dance classes in that program so that you can perform a striptease, lap dance, all of these different types of things that were never taught to us as believers or people of faith. So that is also included. There is 18 or 19 full lessons inside that program. So again, message me the word
discount and I will get you the coupon code. But I'm feeling you, Tasha. So I'm like, oh my God, I better talk about the program before you leave in case this is something that you could use for yourself. So thank you, Tasha. You were really vulnerable in that share. I love you so much. And I feel like God brought us together for a reason. So very, very excited for our new friendship. Does anyone else have anything that they'd like to add before I close out?
I just want to say thank you, Hilda. This is Tasha. I just want to say thank you, Hilda, for this space and for allowing me to share, you know, the little bit that I didn't know about what I just recently learned from you. And also just to be able to express how I felt when I did, you know, finally open up the content that I did, you know, purchase from you, because it is going to help me a lot with me and my husband's marriage. And it will just connect us in so many different ways on so many different levels. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And just so you know, I'm giving you a big hug. I appreciate you just being you and being open to starting this work is really huge. So you should be really proud of yourself. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate every single one of you. We will be back on Thursday. Make sure that you have invited other friends so that they can grow and learn and become more unleashed themselves in their own relationships. So thank you again. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for rocking out with Confidence Unleashed and the incredible Heather Tucker. Want to invite Heather to speak at your next event or dive into some one-on-one coaching magic? Head over to sexcoachheather.com. Until next time, keep it sexy and stay true to yourself. Shh.